Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Along with me, my lovely and affable co-host, Tim. I had people write into us from last week telling me what affable meant.
What's it mean?
Have you learned yet?
No.
They said Tim definitely needs to go to wordoftheday.com so that you can learn a new word each day. Affable, and you know, I totally forgot it. Now here I've tried to make a fool of you and I will make a fool of me instead.
There you go.
But it turns out to be, affable's just like, you know, you're a totally likable, lovable kind of guy.
Aww.
But people know that already.
Aw.
See, but you are. So we're back into the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in with us this evening. And I'd like to welcome our new listeners from WNJC out in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Thank you for tuning in with us. Hope you'll join us here each week as we explore the world of the paranormal right on your radio dial. Our guest this evening is Mr. Russ Clark, and Russ is a hypnotherapist and a comedian and an entertainer and a singer and a dancer, and he likes Wheat Thins. He's just an all-around great guy. Russ, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. Thanks a lot for joining us here, buddy. It's been a while, and we've been talking to you and promoting your CD sets on our show for quite a while, and I've been wanting to have you on, and I'm glad you were able to coordinate a schedule to get on here and share some time with us this evening.
Well, I finally get to speak live on the air with my friends at Darkness Radio.
Yay. That's right. Now, for those of you that have listened to the show in the past, you'll hear Russ Clark do commercials during our show. He's one of our advertisers as well. And Tim and I actually use Russ Clark's products, his hair gel and his teeth whitener. No, he's a hypnotherapist, and he has a great set of CDs for just about any malady that you may deal with. And I'm an insomniac myself. And have self-confidence issues, so I talked to Russ about this off the air. He was a great guy, put together two discs for me, and since I've had them, whenever I keep on my regimen and listening to my insomnia discs, I have absolutely no problem sleeping. Helps me out quite a bit, and for those of you that are suffering from insomnia, you know how important that is. And with the self-confidence, that's really helped me out quite a bit as well, as we've been doing more and more of these live events, and I've had to do speaking engagements and talking in front of large groups, which has always bothered me. I find that it's lessened over time with listening to these discs, so I'd highly recommend it. And Tim's been using the weight loss disc as well. And Tim, how have you been doing with it?
I've gained 40 pounds. No, I'm
yes,
kidding.
No,
I'm kidding.
40 pounds in money, because exactly. He's not buying the food anymore that he used to get.
Actually, I'm doing very well. I've lost about 11, 12 pounds now, and I'm doing very well. I'm actually eating a lot healthier, eating a lot less, and now I just need to get one to me that'll lower my blood sugar instantly so I don't have to watch my diet. Or is that against what I should be doing, Russ?
Well, we don't have any diabetes hypnosis products.
You are not diabetic. You are not diabetic. I'll just do the voiceovers for you, Russ. You just play the music in the background. Russ, let's talk about hypnotherapy here. What exactly is the basics behind hypnotherapy? What are we doing? Are we tricking ourselves? Is it just a form of affirmations? Or are we actually reprogramming the brain with hypnotherapy?
Okay, first of all, I want to clear one thing up. I don't really go for the whole hypnotherapy term. Therapy is a word that basically states you have a problem. And people don't necessarily have a problem. There isn't something wrong with them. It's just they need to tweak something. something in their life. So I call it more like a clinical hypnosis, a consultation, something to help you refocus and get back on track with something that you're not happy with. I don't go for the whole therapeutic idea because I think a lot of people are afraid to even admit that there's something wrong or they possibly could use a little bit of help. So I find that to be a very scary term. So if that's okay, I'd like to just mention that right up front.
Sure.
Because really, Dave, I don't think there's anything wrong with you or wrong with Tim and the people that have actually sent me emails or asked for products. There's nothing really wrong. They just have things they want to focus on in their life. And really, that goes to the point of what is the definition of hypnosis. I think the definition that's probably most agreed upon is the ability to follow suggestions without conscious intent. So it answers your question by saying, yes, we're reframing the subconscious. You're not actually consciously trying to make this change. You're subconsciously being, for lack of a better term, reprogrammed. So the habit that's been ingrained in you over the years, like if I were to ask you, Dave, how long have you had insomnia?
Geez, since I was a teenager.
Right. It's something that happened a long, long time ago.
Right.
When people have weight issues, it doesn't just happen overnight. It's something that grows over a period of time where they gain weight. Everything that we are trying to focus on with the products and in hypnosis in general is to reframe the subconscious so that part of your mentality that you're not really aware of is reprogrammed to think differently.
Okay. Now, with hypnosis, though, you have people who claim to be unable to be hypnotized. Have they, in fact, in a sense, self-hypnotized themselves to believe that? And that's what keeps them from...
Yeah.
Okay. So you believe...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dave.
No, I was going to say, so you believe that they're in a way, hypnotizing themselves so that they cannot or will not allow themselves to relax enough to get the help?
They have convinced themselves that they can't be hypnotized because they're stubborn. That's really what it comes down to. I've had many, many people come up to me and tell me, here's a great example. I had a fellow that I was at a show a couple months ago, and this guy, somebody out in the audience told me there was no way he was getting on stage, and they made this big joke out in the audience about this particular guy. He was probably, maybe 55 years old, and he was kind of like a staunch farmer type.
Sure.
And they kept joking about how difficult he was and how he was going to disrupt the show and he couldn't be hypnotized. And he himself was sitting there in the front row going, "You're not getting me on that stage. You can't hypnotize me." And he got on that stage and he went under like a big dog. So
very good. Well, it's if you want help and you're open to it and you're willing to let your guard down to actually seek it, it's for those people that maybe you have to come to the mental maturity of knowing that you need some form of, and again, you said it, it's not necessarily that you need help, but in a sense it is because, I realized that I had a flaw that I, was very insecure and had trouble speaking in public. So I sought help, and that's why I came looking, and that's why you and I ended up hooking up. So, there's no shame in acknowledging that you have a fault or a weakness that you need strengthened. So
you're absolutely right.
Once you do that, though, you have to acknowledge that and open it up. So, I would assume if people came to see a hypnosis act, they kind of hope that they're going to get pulled into it, or really enjoy the show. So I think there's already some kind of suggestion there that it could happen to them. Although I do find it's funny how many people tell me, I can't tell you how many people tell me, and I'm sure you hear it 100 times more, that they cannot be hypnotized no matter what. And I just wonder how often in life have these people actually attempted to be hypnotized? Because I've gone through 39 years of my life without ever having been hypnotized except for the discs that I plug in. And all these people seem to know that they can't be hypnotized. That just kind of blows me away.
Well, one of the things that I learned in all my studies and in my training was that everybody can be hypnotized, and people that say they can't be are almost more susceptible to it. It's kind of funny. But, there's two things about it. I got two sides of what I do. I've got the comedy stage side, which everybody in the Queen Mary is going to get to appreciate and have a great time watching.
That's right.
And then you've got the side that is, I've got an office where people can come and sit down. I've got CDs that we sell to people. you've got two different situations. When we do a comedy stage show, I've got 11 minutes to get those people on stage hypnotized. The people that aren't going under are basically removed from the stage because from an entertainment point of view, I don't have time to really babysit 20 people on stage, if that makes sense to you. And I don't want to
sound
callous saying that, but you want your best subjects there. Now, when I've met face-to-face with people one-on-one, and I say, okay, we're going to sit down for an hour or 90 minutes, we're going to close the door, and it's you and me, and we're going to talk, I have yet to fail. And
okay.
I think what people need to understand is that it isn't that you say, hey, you're not going to hypnotize me or I can't be hypnotized. It's how comfortable you are with the person that's actually going to take the role of the hypnotist. It's a matter of building rapport with the client, with the individual, so they trust you. If somebody trusts you, just like you say, let your guard down. If they trust you, they'll relax enough. And I'm not saying that a person comes in and the first time they go under, it doesn't happen that way all the time. Sometimes they just crash. But there are times where I realize, you know, 10 minutes into the induction, they're not going under. And so I stop, and we sit down, and we talk a little more, and we figure out why are they so stressed out, why are they so nervous, where are the problems for them to be able to relax enough to do it.
Sure.
Sometimes it takes three times before they finally go under. But I can tell you, and I'll knock on wood, you know, because I spend that much time working with each person when they come to me, eventually I get them, they go under, and they have a wonderful experience.
Well, I've always been curious with the hypnotist comedy shows. Like you said, you only have 11 minutes to get these people under. Now, is it really that you're getting them all the way under, or are you getting some of the people that just like to showboat and like to be up there and have fun, and they're, what's the word I'm looking for, Tim? In college, we drink too much beer and it loosens our inhibitions.
There we go.
That's inhibitions. Yeah. So, you know, somebody that gets called up on stage, their inhibitions are a little lower than, you know, normal. And then they feel they can let loose and have a little bit more fun and be the comedian for a little bit while they do this and be a part of these antics. Do you really feel that all of them are really under a deep form of hypnosis, or are most of them just open to suggestion and really just looking to flourish and have a little fun on stage?
Yes, 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 and yes, Dave.
Excellent.
and I'm not trying to be a smart, but, you know.
No.
The fact of the matter is that people come on stage, everybody's got a different personality. Everybody goes into a different level of hypnosis while on stage. And the same for a private session. Everybody has a different level. Some people just don't go under, but they play along. But I'll tell you right now, I know when that's the case. If that person's doing everything that I tell them to do and they're not being disruptive and the audience is enjoying it, I'll leave them in place sometimes.
Right.
Okay. I will say this. 90% of the people that I put on stage go under.
Okay.
Now, some of them remember everything when they're finished. And like last weekend, they did a show, and I do a skit occasionally where I have one guy talking like a Martian. First Martian on Earth, and then you get somebody that's a translator and somebody that's doing sign language.
Okay.
The guy that was the Martian, and you tell them, you know, they're going to speak Martian, and they're going to make sounds like eep, ooh, blop, wop, whatever, you know. He's out there, and he's doing this whole thing. Like, and he came to me after the show, and he said, the weirdest thing is, I remember, like, just about everything. I even remember some of the terms and the words that I used. He said, but while I was doing it, I didn't know why I was doing it. I just was.
Huh.
Then you get people that say to me, I don't remember anything. People are telling me I did X, Y, Z, and I don't remember that. It's different levels that people go under. And some people right in the middle of the show come out of it, and they're sitting in the chair looking like a bewildered child, like, where am I? What just happened?
Right.
You know, and I remove them from the stage. I just, you know, I tell everybody to give them rounds of applause, and I return them to the audience. Because at that point, you know, they're just not sure what's going on, and they're not actually responding to the suggestion. So it's all of the above. It's like some people are just crashed out that don't even remember anything. Some people remember absolutely everything that happened to them, but they feel like they don't know why they were doing what they were doing, but they did it.
Well, now I want to ask, and you know, I know we're a paranormal show. People are going to want me to get to the heart of the matter. Well, what does hypnotherapy have to do with paranormal? We'll get to that in a few minutes, and we'll talk about past life regression. We'll talk about the use and your belief of what could be used in paranormal investigating with hypnotherapy. But I have a question for you before we go to break here. So many people in the field frown upon the use of hypnosis for shows like a comedy show because they don't feel that, because of what it's doing and how it is kind of mucking with the human mind, that it's not really something that should be used for an entertainment shtick, and it should be used more for a clinical deal to help people. How do you address that, and do you ever have concerns that, yeah, maybe this just isn't, you know, or worried that it's going to affect your credibility at all?
No, I don't have any concerns. What people need to understand, and when I get into this subject, and I know there's a lot of people listening, especially if there are hypnotherapists or PhDs out there that are going to hear what I say, in history, hypnosis was something that started out on stage hundreds of years ago. And it came to the forefront of modern history on stage with the medical field basically stating that, you know, that was a farce and everybody was acting and it wasn't true. Well, then the medical field realized that there's something to this, and they adopted it. And then it became this thing where, you know, all of a sudden it's super dangerous and only they can use it. And it's been a sure. constant struggle. Here's what I believe. I believe that there are people in any field that abuse certain situations. I believe there are people out there that should not be doing hypnosis on stage or in a medical situation because they're abusing it and they don't care enough about the people that they're working with. I care a lot about the people on stage. I care a lot about the people that I work with on a daily basis, and I think that's what it really comes down to. As far as mucking up the mind, I haven't seen... If I were to get up there on stage and make all these outrageous suggestions to people, it might muck with their mind, as you say. Beyond that, I'm very careful how I do things on stage. I don't want to embarrass anybody. I don't want to make people do things that they're not comfortable with.
Sure.
It's a pretty well-known fact that no matter what you're told to do, you're not going to do something that goes against the morals that are ingrained.
Well, that's what I was questioning. Now, I've heard that that's an old wives' tale and that a true hypnotist can make you do just about anything. Or I've heard from your side that, you couldn't hypnotize Tim to go out and murder his mom because he just doesn't have
that.
It in him. Right. Okay.
I don't believe that because he wouldn't do that anyway. Now, if Tim had that somewhere inside of him that he wanted to do that and I made that suggestion, he's going to go do it.
Couldn't the argument be made that at one point we've all wanted to strangle our mom or our spouse or child or something?
It's what's ingrained. It's what's really buried in that subconscious of the mind, and that's why I'm very careful about what I do say to people. I don't do any shows that are X-rated. I don't do any shows that, I mean, they're like PG-13.
Oh, sorry, we can't use you in the Queen Mary now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Tim. I don't mean to disappoint you, but I went to a comedy club over here in Maryland and did a show a couple months ago. And the waitress that was working that night came up to me at the end of the show and said, "You know what? You were awesome. You were great." She said, and we didn't have a very good turnout. It was like a weeknight. She said, "You just did a way better show than the last guy that came in here." She said, "I was actually on stage with him and found out some of the things that we did." She said, "It just embarrassed me. You didn't do anything to embarrass anybody. You were very careful in what you said, how you said it, and what you had these people doing."
Good deal.
There's always going to be tension between the medical field and the entertainment field. That's just the way it is.
Right.
I think they can learn from each other. I like to learn from both sides of it,
Sure.
And I don't think it hurts my credibility at all. I think it builds my credibility because when people come to my shows and they see me, I can't begin to tell you how many people at the beginning of the show sitting there going, "Yeah, this has got to be funny. This is a bunch of crap." And at the end of the show, I swear, they're lining up for autographs going, "I never believed in this stuff. You made a believer out of me. Would you please sign
Very
your
cool.
ticket or whatever?" You know.
Very cool.
So,
well, we'll get back in a minute. We'll come back from commercial. We'll talk a little bit about the applications of hypnosis in the paranormal. And for those of you that are wondering what we keep referring to with the Queen Mary, We are doing a paranormal event at the Queen Mary live January 14th through the 17th, where we're going to be out there with Jason and Grant, Lisa and Donna from the TV show Ghost Hunters to investigate the haunted Queen Mary. Also joining us, the paranormal investigator from Court TV's Haunting Evidence, Mr. Patrick Burns, and from Dead Famous on the Biography Channel, we have psychic sensitive Chris Fleming that's going to join us out there. We also have the resident historian and medium for the Queen Mary. His name is Peter James. He'll be joining us. You've probably seen him on over 41 episodes of the TV show Sightings. Tim and I will be there. We've got some other fantastic guests we're working on, and Mr. Russ Clark will be there doing the comedy hypnosis show the two nights during the investigation, so you don't want to miss that out. For more information, check out our website at darknessradio.com. Click on the Trips tab and then the Queen Mary. We'll be back more with Russ right after this.
It will keep you on the edge of your seat.
I must have drank me about 15 Dr. Peppers.
I gotta pay.
Just don't get any on the floor. Hurry back. There is more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Leave me alone!
Do you have hopes?
Do you have dreams?
Do you have an interest in the unknown? Want to know more about the paranormal? Come and join us in Para Investigators, the 24/7 online paranormal chat. Visit us today at InfinityParanormal.com and tell us what's been keeping you up in the dark.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Ghosts, goblins, witches, creatures of the night. Yep, that just about covers everybody Dave and Tim have ever dated.
Oh my God, this girl's really turning me on.
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. As you just heard, we are going to be doing the Queen Mary event in January, and Russ Clark is one of the guests that will be joining us. He'll be there doing a talk about hypnotherapy and its use in the paranormal. He'll get a little bit more in-depth, and we're going to talk a little bit tonight. He'll also be there to do a comedy hypnosis show, so we hope that you'll join us and be a part of the event. We got a lot of really great things lined up and planned for it, so we hope you'll check it out. Getting back into the topic of the paranormal and the use of hypnosis, Russ, let's talk first off, before we get into your theories and ideas, which I think are really cool and amazing, let's talk about past life regression.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the field that you work doing this, how often are you called upon to do that as part of the profession?
People are going to get mad when they hear me say this. I'm not into the whole past life regression thing. I completely believe in age regression and the use of it as a wonderful tool. But the whole past life regression thing, I'm not convinced there's any substance to it.
Excellent. Tell me why.
Why?
Why?
Well,
we've always heard from the experts or the purported experts why they believe it works. It's interesting to me to hear from a person who knows hypnotherapy clinical hypnosis and uses it. Why you don't believe it to be there. I know why I have my beliefs that I don't, you know, necessarily believe in past life regression. However, we are trying to work on an upcoming show where we're going to do a live past life regression on the air with either Tim or I and a hypnotherapist that'll bring us back. I just want to try it out and see how it works, but I do have my skepticism on it as well. Why do you believe that it doesn't work for that application?
Okay. First of all, any kind of, here's a great line of thinking. I had a detective this past weekend ask me if I could do age regression for child abuse. Here's my concern with past life regression and age regression, especially for child abuse. I've just got done explaining that hypnosis is the ability to follow suggestion without conscious intent.
Right.
Let's say the hypnotist isn't very careful with the suggestions during the regression. Is okay. It possible that something could be planted in your mind to make you think that you were abused as a child or that you had some other previous life experience? I'm not 100% convinced about reincarnation myself. And, you know, and for the people listening to this, you know, I think a lot of them know I do believe in ghosts and powers and things like that, but I'm not convinced on lots of reincarnation theories, and I think that there's a lot that can take place. People have so much stuff in their subconscious mind going back to when they were children. Who knows if you were really young and watching a movie with your mother, and it was about Helen of Troy, and you're a woman, and suddenly, you know, you're in a past life regression, and you think you're Helen of Troy.
Right.
Well, yeah, okay, so because of the stuff that's planted in the mind, I don't really buy that whole past life, but with past age regression...
Well, see, that was my point, is with the past life stuff, you know, I've had an interest in... you know, and I find it interesting how many people have had an interest, like my mom loved to read the Little House on the Prairie books.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm sure that in a past life... if she was to do a regression, she would find that she was one of the pioneers.
Right.
You know, I just feel that really would be it, because it's something that she focused on for such a large part of her life. And mm-hmm. I have friends that are so into the Civil War, and then they find out that, oh, well, no doubt, no reason I'm you know, the reason that I'm into the Civil War is that I was an army sergeant and was killed in battle.
Right.
You know, maybe it just could be that you've read so many stories and you have such a fascination with it, that like dreaming when you're in a hypnotic state, that the things that you're most inspired by or most intrigued by come to the forefront, and it may overlap its, because I mean, who hasn't read a Spider-Man comic book or Superman and envision themselves flying along the sky, right? Or spinning webs and, you know, catching bad guys. You know, you read these things, you watch these things, you be a part of these events. I could see it very easily folding over into that hypnotic state and placing that as a memory, because it's something that I would love to do.
And that's how I feel about it. You know, I frequently tell my wife I think I was killed as a fighter pilot in World War II, because, you know, I love to fly and I'm absolutely intrigued by the World War II fighter planes. And I
being shot at when you're in a plane.
That's right. If somebody were actually to hypnotize for past life regression, I would probably end up being a fighter pilot in World War II. They got shot down. I mean, you know,
sure.
That's why, right along with the line of thinking that you're saying, that's why I'm not a firm believer in the whole past life thing. You know,
now,
I don't
when
have
you
all
do the past age regression, when you're doing the age regression, don't we have skewed visions of our memory in youth? I mean, that's part of why I dismissed so much of my paranormal activity when I was a child, because it's been tainted through the, you know, haze of my memory, almost like you know, I love the story. You know, remember the old TV show Land of the Lost?
Yeah.
I love that show. It came out on DVD. I brought it, went out to the store, bought it, broke the seal, bought a bunch of snacks for my kids. Man, we were going to stun. They love Jurassic Park. They're going to love Land of the Lost. I plugged this DVD set into it. 5 minutes into it, my kids look at me like, what the hell drugs are you on? This is the stupidest show ever created. The CGI graphics were horrible. The overdubbing. But my memory was so vivid and clear of what an awesome show this thing was. That,
well,
how
you
do
know,
you discern when you're doing a hypnotic regression that it's not a vividly imaginative experience as opposed from a real life experience?
All right, well, you have to put it in perspective, okay? First of all, Land of the Lost, when we were kids and that was on TV, was pretty cool stuff. And we were kids, right? You know, it's like watching cartoons.
Right.
I love Scooby-Doo, but now there are things in Scooby-Doo that I noticed, you know, that I didn't notice as a kid. Like, you know,
like how hot Daphne really is. Huh?
How hot Daphne is.
Yes.
And how they always said, if it wasn't for those meddling kids, I never noticed that when I was a kid, right?
Right.
But, you know, the fact of the matter is that you do have vivid memories from your childhood that are locked away. Your subconscious mind is like a vault. You don't consciously remember a lot of things. How many times do people ask you, hey, do you remember when we did so-and-so? Man, that was great. And you just look at them like, I have no recollection of that all.
Yeah,
and
Tim
no
just talked to me about something we did yesterday. I can have no memory.
but you understand what I'm saying, right?
Right.
But something suddenly triggers that maybe 6 months or a year later. Something that happens, something you see, something you smell, triggers it, and you go, you know what? I do remember that. Because it's like a computer. You know, you got like this hard drive in there, and then you can access those things. And, you know, that's why the age regression can be a really, really great tool to go back and actually tap into that hard drive and find those memories. Like if, you know, let's say with your insomnia, there's something that probably triggered that. And more than likely, it has to do with an event that took place in your life. And you may not consciously know what that event is. So we put you under, you go through this session, and then we take you back and say, okay, I want you to go back to when you were, you know, a teenager. Go back to a time in your life when you remember for the first time feeling some stress in your life. Okay? And you go back, and you're under hypnosis, and all of a sudden, you know, you're whizzing back, and I say the very first time you remember stress, and you go back, and then, you know, you start working it forward from there. And people do remember things. People do remember people they see. They remember things that happened to them as children. Here's a great story, and this really goes to the root of the whole thing. Now, I don't do age regression skits on stage. It's just something I don't do.
Okay.
Okay, and it's because I don't want to dig something up that may not be a positive memory for somebody. But this is a true story. Another hypnotist, stage hypnotist, a great stage hypnotist, a guy named Flip Worley. If anybody ever hears of him or gets a chance to see him, Flip does a great show. But he works the comedy club circuit. And Flip shared this story with me about one time doing an age regression where he told him, go back to when you were a kid and just pick out a time when you were a kid when you really were having a good time and remember the happiest time of your childhood. All of a sudden, he's got this guy on stage that starts bawling his eyes out, just crying uncontrollably.
Okay.
So he drops everybody on the stage other than this guy, puts him, tells him to sleep, lays him down, takes this guy, gets him off the stage, you know, merges him, And, you know, the guy just cries and cries and cries, and he can't figure out. I mean, the suggestion was go to a time in your life when you were most happy. Pick the happiest point in your childhood. This guy's bawling his eyes out. Now, why would somebody be doing that? Well, it turns out this guy had a horrible childhood, hated his childhood, doesn't think that he ever had a good time in his childhood. And as he started trying to find a happy time in his childhood, he became frustrated, couldn't find it, ultimately started to cry. Then he finds out that through this whole progression of racing from his childhood through to his teen years up to his adult years, because that's what you, in an age regression, that's how it works, finds out that, you know, he found out in his teens that he was homosexual, and then he hid it from his family, and then
yikes.
Ultimately, this event, this one thing that happened on this stage, brought him to the point where he was able to deal with it and tell his family that he was homosexual, and he actually sent an email and told Flip that this is the one time in my life that I feel happy because of what happened. So,
very
you
cool.
know,
yeah.
you see what happens. I mean, it brings you back, and it brings you forward. And
you now know. You now know why Tim and I will not participate in the hypno comedy act that you're going to do. You
well,
just don't want to see the two of us cuddling and weeping on stage.
that was an age regression, which that's why I don't really mess with the age regression
right.
skits, because there are skits you can do on stage where you tell them, you know, they're sucking a thumb or something like that. I don't do that stuff. It's not my thing. I do things that are fun, like I take you to the Bahamas on a vacation. You win the sports car of your dreams. To ride your sports car around town.
Wow, cool. Like, the Mach 5.
Yeah.
Ching,
yeah.
Ching, 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 ching.
Just imagine, you know,
yes.
Imagine the disappointment when you actually wake up and realize you didn't really win that sports
car. Jerk. I got to go now. Well, so you don't believe in the past life regression aspect of it, but you believe that it can be utilized for that. Now, do you ever get called in by the police to ask for regression to try to find you know, a license plate or a phone number or a description of somebody, or is that just TV Hollywood stuff?
I just was for the first time, and I told the guy, just call me when you need me. He said, yeah, I'll call you in the next couple of weeks.
Wow.
So I told him I'd be happy to do that, you know, but cautiously, of course.
Sure.
Right?
Sure, just, you know, if they start to describe Tim or I as the criminals, just tell them that you're obviously not hypnotized.
Well, that's right. When I start getting descriptions of guys with fading hair and
yes.
big eyebrows and deep voices, and I think they're on the radio,
yes.
take a left-hand
anyway, turn. Back over here.
Think of Don Imus.
Yes, it's all Don Imus. All right, so now what are the, you know, let's do a little tease here before we go to break, but give me a little bit of what do you believe with the paranormal. Well, first of all, let's check this. You said that you believe in the paranormal. You believe in that kind of stuff. How long have you been actively interested in the paranormal yourself?
I grew up with a mother who could speak to the dead.
Was you really dead, or was your dad just ignoring her?
I'll tell you what. I know you got to go to break soon, but I have a story that'll just floor everybody. And
go ahead. We got about 2 minutes before the break. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll make this really fast.
Sure.
My mom remarried to my father. I was about 4 years old, and they'd been married about 2 months. And she woke up my father after being married for 2 months and told him that his brother had just come to him at the foot of the bed, and he had died. She described to him exactly how he died, that he had died by drowning in his own blood, and that he had wronged his brother, my dad, because he had never paid him back some money, and it had always been very poor to him, and that he was going to have to make up for that. And my dad got out of bed and thought he had married a crazy woman and was, like, just going ballistic. And then the phone rang, and it was his other brother telling him verbatim the whole story.
Wow.
That my mother had just shared with him. And we ended up actually getting that house, and I remember as a young kid, I was probably, by the time we moved in the house, we were like 5 and a half. I was 5 and a half. I remember her trying to get bloodstains out of the hardwood floors.
Wow.
And he stayed with her for a number of years, following her around and making sure that things went really well for us, and like as a guardian. And then my grandmother died, and I actually had an experience where I saw her full apparition, and I remember it like it was yesterday. It scared the actual nuts right off of me. It was unbelievable. And
I'm sorry to hear that, Russ. Have you found your nuts since that point?
Yeah, you know, that's you know. But wow. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, I grew up with these things, and I grew up with double hung windows that would open and close, and then of course my mom also predicted a major plane crash there in Chicago.
Right.
So yeah, I've been very very involved in this whole thing growing up, and always searched for answers.
Well, for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest is hypnotherapist Russ Clark. We'll be back with more right after this.
Are UFOs real? Does Bigfoot exist? Was Emily Rose really possessed? Who is the next American Idol?
She bangs! She bangs! Oh, baby, but she moves! She moves!
Thank
I'm
you.
Wasted by the way
Thank
she...
you.
We try to answer these questions and more each week on the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You'll hear from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Russ Clark. If you're a regular listener of Darkness Radio, by now you have certainly heard my radio commercial regarding my hypnosis products. Well, I'm here today to tell you that these products work. These products have worked for many, many people, including some listeners of Darkness Radio. I stand behind my product 100%. If you give it a try and you find it doesn't work for you, you can always return it to me for 100% of your money back. Plus, I'll pay to ship it back to me. That's how convinced I am this will work for you. In addition to that, you can contact me via email anytime with any questions that you may have. I promise this will work for you. So if you want to quit smoking, lose weight, become less stressed, manage some pain, or beat some insomnia, definitely check out my website at www.powerhypnosis.net or call 866-570-3544 and ask for me personally.
dream? Do you have an interest in the unknown? Want to know more about the paranormal? Come and join us in Para Investigators, the 24/7 online paranormal chat. Visit us today at InfinityParanormal.com and tell us what's been keeping you up in the dark.
If you read Taps Para Mag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Para Mag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at TapsParamag.com.
Do you love to travel? Do you love to explore the paranormal? Then join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis from Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show as we take our show on the road. January 14th and the 17th, we'll be going to sunny Long Beach, California to investigate one of the top five haunted spots in the world, the haunted Queen Mary. Joining us on our journey are the lovely ladies of TV's The Ghost Hunters, Donna LaCroix and Lisa DeWallaby, paranormal investigator Patrick Burns from Court TV's hit new show, Haunting Evidence, and psychic-sensitive Chris Fleming from Dead Famous on the Biography Channel. Together, we'll explore the mysteries and history of this famous floating haunted playground. Joining us will be some other special guest speakers and authors. It's a great chance to meet others that are involved in the paranormal and share your interests. For more information and prices, visit our website at darknessradio.com, then click the Trips tab, then click on the Queen Mary. Remember to check back for information on upcoming trips as well, and tune in live each Sunday night to hear a new episode with Dave and Tim and their guests covering all aspects of the paranormal on the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest, building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving, it's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
The smell of voodoo hangs in the air. Either that or Dave and Tim had the seven bean salad for dinner.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Just might open the window.
Welcome back to the darkness, or whatever is hanging in the air, on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome to the darkness on the edge of town. Our guest this evening is clinical hypnotherapist. Damn it, I still threw in therapist. I just can't do it, Russ. You're going to have to hypnotize me to not say therapist. Clinical hypnosis. I don't know. He's a guy that
clinical
does...
Clinical hypnotist.
Yeah, he does hypnotic stuff. And his name is Russ Clark. Yeah. And we welcome him back to the show. And we're going to talk to him now about some of the ideas that he has about the use of it in the paranormal. And this was really intriguing to me, some of the theories and ideas you have. And I certainly want to put them to work when we go to the Queen Mary event. And that also reminds me, there's another event that's coming up that you're going to be a part of. And it's a good friend of ours, Patrick Burns, has Ghost Stock, which is coming up. Why don't you go ahead and tell us the dates of that and explain a little bit about what you're going to be doing there?
Yeah, Patrick and I spoke, and he asked me if I'd be interested in coming out and talking a little bit and doing a show. And I said, yeah, that'd be great. So we're going to be in Savannah, Georgia for Ghost Stock 4, February 1st through 4th. And Patrick's a great guy, as we
Yeah, definitely. One of the class acts out there. So, yeah, definitely. And that, and people can get that information by going to GhostStock, and it's GhostOck.com. Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, GhostStock.com. You can get all the information on the speakers that are going to be there and get a chance to meet Patrick Burns from TV's Haunting Evidence on Court TV and Mr. Russell Clark, the hypno guy. And Tim and I are trying to work a way to get out there as well. So I think we're going to be hooking on the corner to make the money to make the trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
at
50 cents a hit, which should take us about 14 weeks to be able to afford it.
Right.
Yes.
And Russ, while you're out at Ghost Stock, don't take the brown acid.
That's right. Stay away from the brown acid. Yeah. There's some bad brown acid going around. All right. So let's get into the use of hypnotherapy for paranormal investigating. Now, this was pretty intriguing. You were talking to me about it a while back, about the use of actually hypnotizing somebody before they go on an investigation. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, are you going to look for somebody who already claims to be somewhat sensitive, or are you looking for just like a guy like Tim and I that you would do that with first?
Well, it does. You know, to me, it doesn't matter. I'm up for any challenge.
Right, but if somebody already has claims to be sensitive, you know, I wouldn't know if that would be anything much more spectacular. Since they probably would have thought that they felt or sensed something there anyway, you know, I would definitely be interested. But let's talk about what your thought is putting somebody under prior to a paranormal investigation and helping them to open their third eye or open their ability to sense entities and other energies in the room, correct?
Correct. And we've actually done it with people that weren't supposedly sensitive. They were just average guys, and hypnotize them. Go on an investigation, and then they see something that nobody else sees. They'll say, okay, I see a person standing there, and then the rest of the team goes over there with the EMF meters and the thermometers and all that and starts doing base readings, tries to find the variations from the base readings. Has the temperature dropped? Has there been an EMF spike? People take pictures or video, and there have actually been correlations between what's been seen and temperature drops and EMS spikes.
Now, are you opening up the third eye? What's your direction when you're doing this?
I think what's happening is, and honestly, it's in an experimental phase, so I can't answer as to what's happening, but, you know, knowing hypnosis and what hypnosis is, I think it does allow your sixth sense and things that you just completely suppress all the time to open up, make you relax, and maybe actually experience something that you normally wouldn't, because I believe that we all have it in us to be able to have that sense and to develop that sense. And I actually had this discussion at dinner at Unicom with John J. Oliver. I mean, he's a firm believer that everybody has the ability to develop that sixth sense and that sense of feeling, and he claims you practice it every day. Well, I think with hypnosis, you can open that up a lot more rapidly.
Well, now, you said that your mom had the sixth sense ability to be able to see and speak to dead people.
She was powerful.
Did that carry on to you at all, or any of your brothers or sisters?
Unfortunately, it has carried on to me a little bit. And I say unfortunately because I've had some things my life that I actually predicted one of my friend's death. I tried to call him to warn him, and he died like 2 days later. And that ruined my whole year for me when I was 4 years old. So, yeah, that comes from Mom. And, you know, my wife, it drives her nuts. I mean, there are times where I'll look at her and I'll go, the phone's going to ring. And I'll tell her who it's going to be, and she'll be like, yeah, right. And it's not, and it, I swear it's not that I know this person's going to call, because it'll be like 10:45
sure.
at night, and nobody calls, and boom, the phone rings, you know, and she just looks at me and shakes her head. And that does happen sometimes, you know.
Well, that's a great way. That's what way a lot of the psychics tell you is a good way to develop it, is start going with gut instincts and calling it out, so that way you can start to actually test your psychic ability instead of questioning it.
I did that about 2 years ago down in Baltimore. This guy ran across the road in front of us. We were in an area that was very seedy driving through, and this guy had, like, on a business shirt, business slacks. It just didn't belong. And, you know, part of it, I think, was just knowing that that was out of place. But I looked at her, and I said, you know, I just got a sense that there's going to be a string of serial killing. And, man, if it wasn't like a month or two and suddenly they started finding hookers and stuff in that particular area, and I was like, whoa.
Wow. So do you feel that you were cueing in on who the killer was? Or
I do. I think in that case, yeah, I think I was. And, you know, this is the first time I've ever publicly even talked about this other than with my friends, because I don't really proclaim to be a psychic or anything. But, I have got some of this from my mom, and I don't really want to be a psychic. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure. Well, can you hypnotically shut that down for yourself? If you think you can open it up for others, can you try to self-medicate yourself to knock it out?
I could. Honestly, since I started really delving in hypnosis, you know, the number of years back I started it, and recently developing scripts and listening to things and being hypnotized myself to understand it, it's actually opened it up more.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, that's kind of the opposite effect you're hoping for here, Russ.
Yeah, well, I haven't really tried to attack it. It's just opened it up. And it's actually, that's one of the things that I'm working on right now, and a few people know about it, but I'm actually going to have a CD coming out that is designed to open up that sense, to allow you to be more in tune with your surroundings. And the beautiful CJ Sellers is going to test it out for me and see if she can take her to the next level, which I think is awesome.
Well, then I think what you need to do is get one of these out for Tim so we can start doing them on these investigations that we go on, because Tim is about as psychic as a doorknob. So, well, I shouldn't say that. He does have, I think he has visitations that happen in dream form, but, you know.
By Halle Berry.
Yes.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, but.
Will Tim listen to it if I get it out for him?
Yeah, definitely Tim will listen to it. I'll force him to. We'll do a little Clockwork Orange on him. I'll have his eyes peeled open and showing him images and playing your recording over and over again.
Well, you know.
But I think that'd be good. Yeah, I'd like to see somebody that does not have ability do it. I mean, CJ, you know, she's already got some amazing gifts anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We've been out on a ghost investigation with her, and she can pick up on a lot of the energies and vibrations to begin with. I'd like to try to get somebody who's, you know, tune deaf like Tim and I that, you know, we can't tune into these things. I'd like to have the opportunity to try to open that up.
Well, we'll send them out to you guys, and she's going to, I want to test it from different levels. You know, I want to see, you know, like, you know, you said, like, you know, Tim the doorknob, we can give him one, and then, I think I actually posted on your chat board a few weeks ago, and I had email from a few people that said they'd like to test it, so I told them I'd send it out to them, because I'm really interested in experimenting with that, because I think it can work. I think it can work pretty decent.
So you're opening them up to the level. I mean, how are you going in? Are you going in and telling them to, you know, mentally visualize the opening of their third eye? Clarifying it. I mean, what are you doing to try to open up their mind so that they can experience these things?
First, you get them into the induction, you get them under, and then you start making the suggestions for, now, stepping out of your body, looking at yourself in the situation, opening your sense around you, feeling what's around you as if you have an eye that's on all sides of you and you can see all around you. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's kind of how you do it.
Right,
we start by, you guys were talking last Sunday about, you know, out-of-body experiences and astral projection and stuff like that, and actually that's that's used in hypnosis, actually removing yourself from your body, seeing your body, seeing you in a situation, and then from there starting to, you know, develop, to just open up.
All right. So then I brought that up during the astral projection, the way he said that it almost sounds like astral projection is more of a form of self-hypnosis, because they're walking themselves down a long tunnel or down a stairway or, you know, through doors till they get to the door that they open up that brings them into the light, and then all of a sudden they can fly and they're, you know, all over the place. That's why, you know, I've had an interest in astral projection my whole life, but I believe that it may just be more of a form of self-hypnosis that we're putting ourselves through.
For I agree this type 100%. Of
thing. Yeah. So,
and as I listened, that's what I was thinking. Oh, you know, we do that in hypnosis. Like,
right.
You mentioned it. Oh, you're at the top of a set of stairs.
Right.
And as you descend
slowly.
The stairs, one step, two step, you drop into a room. And in that room is so-and-so. Those are scripts that I use for self-confidence, actually.
Sure.
You know, so, yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's what I was thinking. And when you said it on last week's show, I was like, bingo, Dave. Right,
I try to clue in when I can, you know.
You're such a smart guy.
I pay attention to most of my guests. So we're hoping that this application will then make it a little bit easier for people to do the paranormal investigations. Yeah, and if people are interested in being part of your test subjects, how do they go about contacting you for that?
They can email me at russ@powerhypnosis.net.
All right. So that's russ@powerhypnosis.net. And you can just tell Russ that you're interested in, you know, being one of the candidates for this type of hypnosis and see if it works. Now, Russ, also tell me, you do, besides the pre-made stop smoking, lose weight, insomnia, self-confidence CDs, you also can do CDs and one-on-one type hypnosis, right, where it's catered to the specific person and what their needs are?
It's on the website. It's actually in the store. It's a customized CD using your name and also focusing on whatever it is that you're trying to change. Obviously, it's much more expensive than just buying the standard CD because of the time involved. But the other side is it actually costs less in the long run than going out and having repeated sessions. Because the nice thing about the CDs is you can have a hypnosis session whenever you want, whenever it's convenient for you. And like when people come into my office to see me, I charge them $200 for an hour. So, you know, you're actually going to be looking at the cost of one session, and then you can listen to it over and over and over and over again.
Right. Now, and for most of your discs, how much are a disc to get
the
regular discs? The
list price is $35, but you need to know this, all of your listeners, there's a coupon that you can use just by putting in the word darkness at checkout. It gives you a discount price of $5 or $10 off or something like that.
Awesome. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, stupid me, I don't remember if it's capital D or if it's a lowercase d, but try it both ways when you go to checkout.
So they can type in darkness. And that's at powerhypnosis.net.
Yes.
Correct? So if you're looking for help on, you know, smoke cessation or losing weight, self-confidence, insomnia. What are some of the other courses that you have?
We've got pain management. We have memory and concentration.
What was that last one?
Memory and concentration.
Gotcha. Hi-oh!
Busted. Yes, and we have one coming out especially for Tim called erectile dysfunction.
What?
Wow, that's hurtful. Tim, I didn't tell him, I swear to God.
Your
secret
kidding.
Was safe
so
with
I
me.
Can walk around with a permanent one? Is that
yes.
the deal? Or what?
Tim is the biggest stud that I know around here, according to what the ladies tell me. But no, seriously, CJ and Carrie, they asked about it and kind of inspired me to do that product. So I'm going to be doing it, and it will be available. Make a wonderful Christmas present for your man, ladies. I'm just kidding.
Wow. Wow, that's cold.
Apparently,
all I gotta say is, boy, am I glad I'm not dating CJ or Carrie. That could be really awkward if they brought it up on their radio show. Yeah, you know, you should really come up with an erectile dysfunction CD for our loved ones. Oh, God, that's brutal.
I swear to God.
You know, different strokes, literally, for different folks. Russ, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the show with us this evening, and we look forward to seeing you on the Queen Mary, which again is the 14th through the 17th of January, and we're going to be having Russ out there on the 15th and 16th doing a comedy hypnosis show and doing a talk about hypnotherapy, clinical hypnosis, while using it for the paranormal. You'll be able to come out there, and you're going to also have some of your CDs and sets available, and you'll be available for some one-on-one hypnosis, right?
Yeah, we'll be available to do any private sessions that people want to do at a much discounted rate for all of the people on the trip. I'll have CDs there. I'll also be giving Dave some CDs for some door prizes.
Great.
And also, Chris Fleming, we're actually, and I don't know if we're going to do this in front of people or not, but I am going to be doing an age regression with Chris on the ship.
Oh, great. Well, we'll have to hear about that as well. Well, Russ, you have a good one. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. We'll look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks. And again, shortly after that, the first weekend in February, you can see Russ Clark with Ghost Stock. And you can check that out at Ghost Stock, or I guess it's ghoststock.com is the information. That's with Mr. Patrick Burns, and there'll be some other great paranormal speakers. Thank you very much for tuning into the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We'll be back again at the top of the next hour with our next guest, Ryan Buell, David Miller, and the lovely and talented Betsy Schechter. Stay tuned. Thank you very much for listening.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Military veterans and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.